Nolte, Politifactides Behind Semantics to Justify Fake Rittenhouse Ruling. By John Nolte on November 16, 2021. The proven serial liars at Poynter's far-left PolitiFact are now hiding behind trollish semantics to justify an objectively false ruling regarding political prisoner Kyle Rittenhouse. The media are desperate and determined not only to see this innocent kid lynched. The media are just as eager to see more Democrat-run cities burn should Rittenhouse be acquitted over two bogus charges of murder and one bogus charge of attempted murder. That Rittenhouse acted in self-defense is not even up for debate. We have the video. Another bogus charge against Rittenhouse was the allegation he was illegally carrying a firearm on the night in question. During the Black Lives Matter riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin, last August, which the media's Jacob Blake hoax caused. On Monday, the judge in the Rittenhouse murder trial, Judge Bruce Schroeder, tossed the firearms charge against Rittenhouse and did so without any dispute from the prosecution. Why? Because Rittenhouse was clearly within his legal rights carrying that firearm. No laws were broken. Period. At age 17, he was old enough to carry that AR-15. Nevertheless, back in August of last year, the serial liars at far-left PolitiFact ruled the following Facebook post as false. At 17 years old, Kyle Rittenhouse was perfectly legal to be able to possess that rifle without parental supervision. And now, although the judge has made it clear, it was, in fact, perfectly legal for Rittenhouse to possess that rifle. And now that even the prosecution made that clear by not disputing the dismissal, the serial liars at left-wing PolitiFact are still labeling this objective fact as false, still refusing to correct their fake ruling. The justification for this is a classic case of PolitiFact dissembling. Whether Rittenhouse violated Wisconsin law by possessing a firearm underage is the subject of ongoing litigation. But the Facebook post claimed that it was perfectly legal for the teenager to carry an assault-style rifle in Kenosha. At best, that's unproven. At worst, it's inaccurate. Either way, we rate the post false. The law is the law is the law. There is no gray area. Either it's legal, or it's illegal. Either you are pregnant, or you are not. And if it's legal, it is perfectly legal. Therefore, now that a judge has ruled that Rittenhouse did not break the law while possessing that firearm, that means it was legal for him to possess that firearm. Therefore, it was perfectly legal for him to possess that firearm. If you want to grasp just how devious and dishonest PolitiFact is, just how desperate PolitiFact is to prove it still has enough influence to incite riots in Democrat-run neighborhoods, there are countless examples, countless examples. PolitiFact could fact-check people saying Rittenhouse was illegally carrying a gun. But these fake journalists have not ruled a single one of those false, even though they clearly are false. PolitiFact is so craven and dishonest. It even labeled as half-true the smearing of Kyle Rittenhouse as a white supremacist. And the media wonder why the only influence they have is to incite Democrats to riot in Democrat-run neighborhoods. Beyond that, the media are done, a laughingstock. Trolls. That's all the media are anymore, trolls. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.